You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, we're going to be talking about Stephen Anthony Smith, a First Take. Now, Stephen A. Smith, he says this quite a bit on a First Take. As a black man, he's always bringing up race to a certain extent on First Take. And also, you know, the Stephen A. Smith show, which he actually has on YouTube. Now, Mike Trout of the Angels, he's injured again. And I believe we found out this a few days ago. He's going to be missing a very, very long time with a torn meniscus, if I'm not mistaken. Not sure exactly on which knee it actually is. This is yet another injury for Mike Trout. I believe for the better part of the last 3 years, man, he's been injury prone. And Mike Trout is really, really not that old. I believe he's, 32, 33, somewhere around there. Well, Stephen A. Smith has weighed in on the Mike Trout injury. And he's getting crushed on this thing, man. Now, I believe Mike Trout, he's been a tremendous player. I believe he's actually won, 3 MVPs, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But the past few seasons or so, he ain't really been on the field. Okay. His production has definitely declined. But Mike Trout overall, this man's going to be moonwalking into the Hall of Fame. We know that. But Stephen A. Smith was on First Take with Mad Dog Russo. And this clip is going around, guys. And Stephen A. is catching some heat for what he said. Now, former MLB pitcher Jonathan Papelbon, who played with the Phillies, played with the Red Sox, he came out swinging and crushing Stephen A. Smith for his take. We got a video of that too, guys. So let's not waste any more time, guys. Let's get into this. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Right here in this clip, man, Stephen A. Smith goes off on Mike Trout tearing his meniscus and missing a lot of time. When I first heard about Mike Trout and his injury, I thought they initially said that you may end up missing the whole season, but apparently not. But I guess he's going to miss, I don't know, 3-4 months. We haven't actually heard a time frame. But let's go ahead and play this clip here of Stephen A. Smith going off on Mike Trout getting injured. Let's play it.
Yeah. Well, it's driving me crazy. And let me this. Mike Trout is a sensational player when he's healthy. One of the greatest. He really, really is. And I'm a huge, huge fan. But I've grown disgusted with his lack of availability. It makes me question. I know he looks the part. What the hell are you doing to take care of yourself? Always injured. I mean, damn. It's baseball. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's not football. It's not boxing. It's not the UFC. You're not running up and down the court 94 feet basketball for 82 nights a year. It's baseball. Half the time y'all out standing out in the outfield, you know, chewing on pumpkin seeds or something, waiting for a fly ball to come your way.
Wow. So right there, he's mocking baseball players because he's basically saying that the game really ain't that physical. Now, I never played on the professional level. I did play Little League, and I remember one time I was actually playing a shortstop. And I don't remember how old I was. The ball, the batter actually hit the ball. I remember the ball hit me directly in the chest. That hurt a lot. Yeah, I stayed in the game, man. But man, that really did hurt a lot. Jose Altuve from Astros last year, he started on the injured list because he had broke his thumb. I believe he got hit by the pitch or something like that. Injuries do happen now. Meniscus tears, you know, I don't know what he's doing for his training or anything like that, man. But it's sports, man. Injuries happen, man.
How the hell is he always hurt? I don't understand this.
He is always hurt.
It drives me nuts when I see baseball players getting hurt. What is it that you're doing with yourself physically that you can't stay healthy playing baseball? Now, you get hit by a pitcher, so that's different. I get all of that. But these oblique injuries, you're running around the base, you catch a hamstring injury, you're running out for a fly ball, and all of a sudden something gets tweaked. What the hell is going on? Now, I think you talked about karma with the New York Knicks. How about this? How about this, doggy? Maybe it's karma for him that he stayed with the Angels. Maybe it's karma with him that he signed with that damn moribund franchise. Maybe he should have went someplace else where you're going to be relevant. And that way, you incentivized to stay healthy so you can play some compelling and interesting baseball that actually matters in September. How about that?
I like the idea, though, Stevie, that Mike Trout didn't go chase a title. Mike Trout started with the Angels and wants to win with the Angels.
And that's what you're missing. You want me to tell you why you're missing that? Hold on, Molly. You want me to tell you why you're missing that real quick, doggy? Because you like that, right? Guess what we don't like? Seeing somebody like Mike Trout at home or in the stands watching baseball when it counts most with the rest of us. No, somebody that great, I want to see him on the field when it counts.
Baseball's
That's
different.
That's what I want.
Baseball's
I don't give a damn
different.
Where he's at.
One guy
I want to
doesn't
see him on
make
the field.
I understand, but one guy doesn't have that kind of impact. Like they wouldn't say in the
that.
NBA. They don't get the
I understand that, but you talking about how you don't like the fact that he went ring chasing.
Oh, I hate it.
Damn it, ring chase. It. Rather than be at home, or you know he shows up the game. You know he shows in a baseball game, it's a football game. He in the stand. That's Mike Trout right there. That's not where I want to see you.
He wants to see him on the field.
I get it.
As great as he is?
Right.
Hell yes.
Steven.
So you saw that right there, man. Stephen A. Smith mocking Mike Trout for being injured all the time. Now, some of these injuries, man, could really be nutrition related. I mean, some of these players may eat whatever. I don't know how Mike Trout actually handles his nutrition. You know, certain foods, man, are inflammatory. I get that. And I'm not a sports nutritionist. I have my own way of eating. But anyway, Jonathan Papelbon, man, he's going out now and he is blasting Stephen A. Smith, calling him a racist for his take on Mike Trout. And we do have a video clip here of Mike Trout going off on Stephen A. Smith. I believe that was another clip here. No. This is the only one. Okay. So do have right here, guys. So let's go ahead and listen in to Mike Trout right here. Let's play it.
When he makes these kind of comments, he really truly does not know what he's talking about. In all honesty, and that's why he makes such asinine comments, because he truly doesn't know.
Always injured. I mean, damn, it's baseball. Maybe it's karma for him that he stayed with the Angels.
When I was in Philly, okay, and Kratz, I think this was probably after you got there. When I was in the Philadelphia clubhouse, we had a traveling secretary, Frank the Tank. Well, I got this conversation with him into about Stephen A. Smith one day. I said, well, how come he never comes in the clubhouse anymore? And he says to me, he says, oh, no, we had to kick him out of the clubhouse. I said, oh, really? I said, y'all kicked him out of the clubhouse. I said, well, why did y'all kick him out of the clubhouse? And he proceeds to tell me that he was doing all kind of shady shit, like going through the manager's office. And when he wasn't in there, going through the training room, pulling out reports and all kind of places he shouldn't have been. So for me, I've always looked at this guy like a complete joke.
Yeah. So they have right there, man. Mike Trout has no respect whatsoever at all. But anyway, we can move on from that, man. Right here, I'm going to read some of this here because I believe this particular clip, because there was another clip here, goes in more detail, but I'll just read it right here. Papelbon was firing back at Smith for comments the noted hot take artist made on First Take this week, where Smith criticized Mike Trout over a meniscus tear that the Angels star had suffered. The comments were not well received, but Papelbon took it to another level, labeling Smith a racist as well as xenophobic and a fake person while claiming he had been banned from the Phillies clubhouse, which we just actually heard him say during Smith's days with the Philadelphia Inquirer in the late 2000s. Then it goes on here, a quote, "That's not what the game needs," Papelbon said while appearing on Foul Territory on Thursday. "Everybody wants to tune into the media. I get it. But at the end of the day, you have to be responsible for the shit you say. And unless ESPN holds him accountable for the stupid shit that he says, guess what? He's going to keep doing it. The former major leaguer later claimed that he was told by a clubhouse attendee that Smith had been banned from the clubhouse after he was allegedly caught snooping around through the manager's office in the trainer's room. And we just talked about that, man. That is some wild stuff right there, man. Wild stuff. He thinks that Stephen A. Smith is a complete joke and a racist for his take. I guess, you know, he's been watching Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Stephen A., he does like to play the race card. We do know that, man. So maybe on Jonathan Papelbon just said enough is enough. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.